Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 22nd, Happy Missions Monday, and we're reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 29, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 15. The title in my Bible says, Renewal of the Covenant. These are the terms of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in Moab, in addition to the covenant he made with them at Horeb. Moses summoned all the Israelites and said to them, "Your eyes have seen all that the Lord did in Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his officials, and to all his land. With your own eyes you saw those great trials, those signs and great wonders. But to this day, the Lord has not given you a mind that understands, or eyes that see, or ears that hear. Yet the Lord says, during the 40 years that I led you through the wilderness, your clothes did not wear out, nor did your sandals on your feet. You ate no bread and drank no wine or other fermented drink. I did this so that you might know that I am the Lord your God." When you reached this place, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, came out to fight against us. But we defeated them. We took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Carefully follow the terms of this covenant, so that you may prosper in everything you do. All of you are standing today in the presence of the Lord your God, your leaders and chief men, your elders and officials, and all the other men of Israel. Together with your children and your wives and the foreigners living in your camps who chop your wood and carry your water, you are standing here in order to enter into a covenant with the Lord your God, a covenant the Lord is making with you this day and sealing with an oath to confirm you this day as his people, that he may be your God as he promised you and as he swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am making this covenant with its oath not only with you who are standing here with us today in the presence of the Lord our God, but also with those who are not here today. Let's move to the Psalms. Psalm 86 is a prayer of David. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord. For I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call on you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there are none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Before we move on, I just want to talk about that phrase, give me an undivided heart. The psalmist prays that God would help him not to be divided in his mind and his will and his emotions and his intellect, but all that he is, the essence of his being, his heart, that it would be devoted to God. And I think that's a wonderful prayer for us as well, that our energy and our mind would all be devoted to him. Let's turn over now to 2 Timothy. Today we're going to be reading chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. This section begins, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. They are a kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these teachers oppose the truth. They are men of depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Did you hear the names Jannes and Jambres in that last passage and perhaps think, okay, I may have heard that before, but where is that? According to tradition, Jannes and Jambres were two of the magicians who counterfeited Moses' miracles before Pharaoh. And Paul explained that just as Moses exposed and defeated them, so God would overthrow the false teachers that were plaguing the Ephesian church. Remember, Paul says they have a form of godliness but have denied its power. Perhaps meaning you do the religious practices and it looks from the outside that you're a believer, but the inward practices of the heart that are a part of Christianity and following Jesus may be lacking. Okay, we need to move on to our mission partner because it's Missions Monday, and we're praying alongside Restoration Academy. This is a private school for children 5K to 12th grade located in Fairfield, and their mission is to advance the two greatest commandments, love for God and love for neighbor. Will you pray with me? Father, we pray for the faculty and staff of Restoration Academy, that the Lord would use them to encourage their students in their academic endeavors and in their faith development. Please help all the students recognize that God has called and designed them to be agents of change, peace, renewal, unity, and reconciliation in their own neighborhoods. Lord, when they graduate from Restoration, may each student have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and be committed to following him. We pray all of this in his name. Amen.